Hi. Hi. So sorry about that. Let me start over. Hi. Okay. So it was, I'm just gonna say it. It was really nice to get to hang out with you tonight. And I wish you hadn't left so early. I'm sitting outside my house in the car. Sorry, my roommate's car. I did not drive home, so I can already see the look you would have on your face if I told you that I drove home after, well, yeah. So no, my roommate drove me home, and she already went in the house, and I just thought I would call you, 'cause drunk dialing is always a good idea. Okay, no, I'm not that drunk. But I just, I wasn't sure that I made myself clear tonight. I tend to be a little too subtle. Well, I'm shy, okay. I really like you. And I know we work together, and I shouldn't even be telling you this because if you're not okay with it, that's gonna make things awkward. But we can just both pretend that we don't remember this message if you're not cool with it. So if you're not cool with it, just pretend I never sent it, and then I'll pretend I never sent it, and then we'll be fine. But I have a feeling that you like me too. I don't know if you thought I didn't see when you turned back around before you left the bar. I saw the look on your face and the way you bit your lip when you were watching me dance with, what's her name? I don't even remember. I didn't care about her. I was watching you. So I wish you hadn't left so early, and I hope maybe we can do that again, except this time I'll make sure I'm still good to drive, and maybe we can both come back to my house. My roommate's going out of town for a couple weeks, starting tomorrow, and my house is gonna be very big and very lonely. And I don't like being alone, but mostly I don't like the thought of being alone and you being alone in a completely different house in a completely different city. How about we not be alone together? If you're okay with it, we can even be not alone together in the same bed. If you knew how badly I wanted to lean over and kiss you tonight, and the way you kept looking at me. I almost did. When you brushed that strand of hair off my forehead, I almost leaned in and kissed you, but I chickened out, and I've been kicking myself ever since that moment, pretty much the whole night. I've been kicking myself and imagining what your lips actually feel like, and what your body feels like, and what your breasts feel like. I hope I'm not misreading you. I've been preoccupied for weeks, falling asleep at night, thinking about the things I want to do to you, the things I want you to do to me, wondering what your lips would feel like as they kiss their way down my body, as you slid my skirt down my hips and spread my legs. As you felt the first time how wet just being around you makes me. And it does make me wet. It just drives me wild. I forgive me, I don't have a lot of I've forgotten all my words, it seems. And I'm rambling because I'm an equal part nervous and horny. And if I was in any shape to drive, I would probably have already taken my roommate's keys and I would be on my way to your house. But I feel like that might be weird. And then I don't want to be weird. And I don't want to screw this up. I might already be screwing it up. I really hope I'm not. So, I guess the ball's in your court. I am going to spend the next 2 days terrified that I've made a mistake. And hopefully, when I see you on Monday morning, we can either pretend nothing happened, or we can make another date. What do you say?